Hi, it's Court. Welcome back. In this session, we'll practice noticing the natural desire to avoid suffering. In the last series, we learned that kindness is rooted in the desire to be happy. The flip side of that is compassion, the desire to be free of difficulty, pain, and suffering. When we take the time to notice, we see that this quality is innate within each one of us. Start by sitting in a comfortable posture that allows you to be both alert and relaxed. Next, reflect on what's motivating you to practice. When you look, you might see that it's actually compassion. You might be wanting to cope with some challenge or avoid something difficult. We all share these basic aspirations. Try broadening your compassionate motivation to include everyone, to help both yourself and everyone else to be free from suffering and hardship. Great. Now, bring your attention to your body. Notice the feeling of your body on the chair or a cushion, or your feet on the floor. Let's start with some self-compassion now. You can think of self-compassion as directing your care and concern to yourself, just like you'd care for a friend or a loved one. You can start by noticing how the desire to be free from suffering manifests in your life. Think about all the different things you do to avoid feeling discomfort, even little things like shifting your posture or blinking, and the bigger stuff you do too, like working to support yourself or doing things for your health. These are all signs of compassion. Now notice how even listening to this practice is an act of compassion. Maybe you want to manage your emotions better, or work with stress, or some other challenging experience. This is you showing compassion toward yourself. This wish is so natural you might not notice it, but it's here in almost everything you do. Take a moment to feel your body now. What sensations are present? Notice how your body naturally wants to avoid pain and discomfort. See if you can find something new, a specific sensation you hadn't noticed before. No worries if this feels a little strange. You might even feel resistance. The important thing is your willingness to try. Stay curious and explore how compassion naturally manifests in your life and how we can see compassion in the impulse to avoid suffering and discomfort. When you feel your body's sensations, notice how you naturally want to avoid discomfort. This is an example of our natural wish to be free of unpleasant feelings. Simply showing up for yourself here is itself an act of compassion. When you notice your mind wandering, simply recognize what's happening and bring your awareness back. Even when we're practicing with compassion, mindfulness helps you work more skillfully, especially if you're experiencing stress or pain. Just come back to the body. Great. Now let's take a little break from the reflection. Feel your breath moving in and out, simply noticing the natural rhythm. Wonderful. Now let's rest completely. Let everything go and just be naturally aware. As we come to the end of the session, open up to everything around you. Notice your surroundings. Be aware of how you feel in this moment. Compassion is natural and innate. Here, we're just training to recognize it. See if you notice this throughout your day. Whenever you do something to take care of yourself or others, notice natural compassion in your action. Just explore and see what you discover. Good luck with your practice.